and Fertility Services at 2125 South Neal Street in Champaign. Women's Health Practice is a Health Alliance medical plan provider and is accepting new patients. More information is available at 356-3736.
We'll start the half hour now at 7:30 with AM580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Election officials say a record number of Chicagoans voted during the first day of early voting, and other parts of the state also saw an uptick. Election officials in Champaign County, for example, say they received more than 250 early votes during special Columbus Day hours. Officials say nearly 12,000 Chicagoans voted by evening yesterday. Another 7,700 early ballots were cast in suburban Cook County. In Macon County, Clerk Stephen Bean is expecting an onslaught of voters today when early voting starts there a day late. Bean says workers in his Decatur office yesterday were still pouring through what Bean calls the crazy number of new voter registrations. Since September 1st, Bean says there have been more than 1,600 new registrations in Macon County. Early voting ends October 30th. The three candidates for governor of Indiana are preparing for their third and last debate. Incumbent Republican Governor Mitch Daniels, Democrat Jill Long Thompson, and Libertarian Andy Horning will meet tonight at the Indiana University Auditorium in Bloomington. The roundtable discussion will be moderated by former Indianapolis broadcaster Tom Cochran. The Indiana Debate Commission's Kyle Niederpruem says unlike the two previous debates, all three candidates will be seated. She says Cochran will select for more than 400 questions submitted from the public. None of the questions has been shared with the candidates ahead of time. The fight for the presidency has taken a terse tone recently, and retiring Congressman Ray LaHood of Peoria says it's turning off voters. The Republican LaHood says instead of accusations, people want to know what candidates think about the issues.
They're worried about their 401ks that have diminished 20% to 40%, and they're worried about whether they're going to be able to keep their house or not, and whether the bank where their money is at is going to be in existence a week or 2 weeks from now. So this negative stuff doesn't work.
LaHood blames a constant news cycle, cable TV hosts who he says trash candidates, and surrogates sent by campaigns to bash the opponent. LaHood says he thinks that, left to their own devices, neither McCain nor Obama would run such negative campaigns. LaHood is a strong supporter of John McCain, but he says Democrat Barack Obama is a decent fellow and a friend and says he's angered by some of what he says are lies told about Obama. After 5 months of negotiations, the Champaign School District has finally passed a new teacher's contract. The Unit 4 School Board voted unanimously last night to ratify the contract. It's a 3-year contract, retroactive to last July 1st. School Board President Dave Tomlinson says they were mindful of the worsening economy as bargaining talks stretched into September, but he says he and fellow board member Arlene Blank stayed focused on three principles as negotiations continued.
That we are going to keep the district within its budget, and we did that. We're going to make sure we not only can we not raise taxes, but as a whole, we're not going to raise taxes to do salaries. We don't do that. And the third, and I think probably most important thing, is we're going to give the teachers the best contract we can get within those other two constraints, living within the budget. And we were able to do that. And our teachers work extraordinarily hard.
The new agreement includes an average of increase of 4.5% in teacher salaries for each year of the contract. Unit 4 will also increase its contributions to health and dental insurance. Teachers from Stratton Elementary School came to the board meeting to protest the overtime stipend they get from the district. Stratton teachers spend an extra hour in the classroom compared to other grade school teachers. Their stipend will go up for that hour, but they say it's still lower than what high school teachers are paid when they teach an extra class. Champaign City Council will be asked tonight to consider a policy on regulating vacant buildings. The council will review a memo from city staff that details not just the number of such properties, but discusses potential health and safety risks if nothing is done. Neighborhood Services Director Kevin Jackson says there's no timetable to develop such a plan, but he hopes the discussion will get the ball rolling. The memo identifies 66 commercial buildings and 89 residential ones that have seen varying levels of neglect. But Jackson says that list doesn't account for vacancies brought on by foreclosures and current problems in the housing market.
At this point in time, those 155 properties are properties that we know have presented some type of problem from a property maintenance standpoint. We spent quite a bit of time either enforcing the property maintenance code to try to get the property owners to correct the violations or actually using city resources to abate the violations.
Jackson says if the council moves ahead, it would develop time milestones for administering fines and penalties as well as incentives for those who respond. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. This rain better clear up, Ed, before this weekend, or you have to go stand out in it.
Wait, what rain has to clear up? We don't have it raining yet.
Well, you say it's going to rain, so
all right,
I believe
well,
you.
Tomorrow it's going to rain.
Well, what about Friday? Chance of a passing shower. Is that going to last into Saturday, or is it going to get out of here for the weekend?
In fact, it's going to be cold.
Okay.
It's going to be cold Saturday morning the way it looks now. High pressure will be building in, so that dries us out, but we could have frost.
Wow. Frost on Saturday morning already.
It's possible.
You know,
it depends on the timing. High pressure, if it lurks far enough to our northwest, we stay cloudy the early part of Saturday night or Friday night, and if we have enough wind Friday evening, we may avoid the